It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
That was... I die drunk, free.
All right, dude.
Sounded serious.
A little heavy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's very exciting. Especially because I found that button, so now I'm extra excited about it.
All right.
Alice is giving you the chance to win a trip to see Olivia Rodrigo. This is the new way of contesting for us. So listen carefully. We have an app, and it's called the Odyssey app. Why is it called the Odyssey app? Because that's the parent company. That's the company that owns us, Odyssey. Mm-hmm. And it's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y, like audio, audacious, a journey, Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. So you type in those letters, and you go to the App Store, Google Play, and you get the Odyssey app. It is free. You make yourself a little account, and then you just start listening to Alice at 97.3. It's that easy.
It sounds so easy.
It really is, Vin. And all our podcasts and everything on, like, the Odyssey app is great. It's all things audio. So if you give us an hour a day, cumulatively, you know, a couple minutes in the car, a couple minutes walking around at work, maybe you're out at lunchtime, you gather an hour together and you get a daily entry to win a trip for two to see Olivia Rodrigo on four of her LA tour dates.
Your kids want this. You might want this.
You might want it too.
My kids want this.
August 13th, 14th, 16th, and 17th. We'll send you down to LA, round trip airfare for two, and a 6-night hotel stay. It's like it's a week in LA. You're gonna have a ball. And you get to see her four of the 6 nights. Olivia Rodrigo. And all you have to do is listen. Hopefully you're gonna listen anyway. Hi.
Here we are.
Nice to see you.
Hello.
Hello. Hold on.
Hello.
Oh, I see Adele's here too. We're all hoping you're going to listen to us all day. But all you need to do is an hour. And then, and starting next week, we've got money to give away. Be listening to the station.
Oh, money.
Cash is king.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Money.
It's part of a big nationwide contest with that. Lots of chances for you to win some money. But that's another one of these Odyssey things. You need to be listening to us. We want you to listen to us on the app. The streaming audio is the thing now. This is the way it is now, people. The streaming audio. All right, I forgot to do this and that. And now I'm ready to go. Here we go. The Olympics. Let's start there.
I'm excited.
So the Olympics start, I guess officially, the opening ceremonies are on Friday. But as you mentioned, I guess there's like preliminaries and
I pulled up some schedule online, and it looks like they're already doing some of the competitions, and that's fairly normal because there is so much to wedge. And you, if when you look at the list, you go, "Oh yeah, ping pong, oh judo, oh
breaking.
Rugby, breaking,
everything.
Surfing, skateboarding, all the horse events,
incredible.
All the gymnastics, all the
did
track
you mention
and field.
Swimming, volleyball,
all the swimming, volleyball is one of the things I watch.
Isn't this also basketball and
basketball,
like there's probably
absolutely.
Soccer? There, I mean.
There is soccer. There's, it's That's why I was surprised the sports guys, especially here in the middle of summer, aren't absolutely frothing for the action.
That's surprising. His reaction to that.
Nobody watches that. I was like,
no one cares about that.
What?
Like, I feel like people do, but maybe we don't know.
Well,
I guess those guys would know.
They know their stuff, right?
Right.
You can listen to them on 95.7.
The Game.
The station's called The Game, yeah.
Nice guys.
We got to hang with Dibs yesterday, and that was fun.
Oh, my God. I love Dibs so much. They did this, like, switcheroo last week. I guess they in the middle of the summer, when there's nothing going on, they switch shifts. So he who normally does afternoons was doing mornings. And the morning guys went to the mid-days. Yeah, it's just sort of fun and just changes things up a little bit. And he was like, I was so psyched because I figured all morning, every day, we're going to be, I'll come down and say hi to the Sarah and Vinny show. We were on vacation.
He was
so bummed out.
Well, we should try that. We should put Jane on in the morning and then we'll come in the afternoon.
Jane, we have a great idea. We've got a switcheroo where we get to sleep in.
Yeah, then we'll get to see Dibs because he'll be here in the afternoon.
Oh, let's do that.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's do it. Done.
Oh, great. Let us know what week works for you, Janie.
Thank you.
I don't think Michael Martin's amused. He just walked by. Didn't look happy about our new suggestion, Vin.
Well, he needs a minute to think on it.
That's true. Sometimes you just got to put something out there into the universe.
Right.
Just see if it comes back to you. Okay, the Olympics. Back to this. Celine Dion is going to perform during the Olympics opening ceremony. You know, she's French-Canadian, so I guess maybe the French are claiming her. I don't know I don't really know that much about, I know that she speaks French and they say she's Canadian and like Montreal, maybe that's where she's from or somewhere around there. But she is going to perform. She's getting paid $2 million for one song. They're also.
Wait, this is happening?
This is happening.
This is the lady who's.
With the stiff person syndrome.
Are you.
I'm telling you the truth. Yes. And they mentioned this. They're footing.
Good for her.
I know, right? They're footing the bill for travel and accommodations, obviously, and you know they're not putting her at the travel lodge.
No.
She's staying somewhere amazing. As some source says, they are paying a ton of money, like a ridiculous amount of money, because everything's covered. I'm sure they're flying her private, all this stuff is happening, and then she's getting paid $2 million for one song. One song. This will be her first performance since she stepped away from the stage in 2022. After being diagnosed with this stiff person syndrome, which does sound terrible. And we watched her have a 10-minute seizure on a documentary.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but yes, you're right.
That was gnarly. Like, she's, whatever this thing is, you know, the problem is with her disease is the name. Like, stiff person syndrome, you go, that's not real. That, you know, the first time I heard about it, I feel terrible about my reaction. I'm like, that's so dumb. But obviously, I don't understand it.
I think it's pretty cool that they're helping her get, because this might be her last big, it's an international performance, and she is, you know, whether or not you like the music from Titanic or other songs that she's done, she's an international superstar. She's, you could say her name and everyone will go, I know who that is.
Yeah. Like her or not.
So for Paris Olympics, I can see why they would say, well, she's France adjacent.
She's got a French accent. So we'll start there and pay her $2 million and accommodate her wildly, fabulously.
Canada or no, she's got some kind of French connection.
She does, the French connection. Anyway, I don't know what song she's going to do, but she's going to do one song. And they're paying her just a ridiculous amount of money. It's great.
Good.
You know, I assume that she's worth a gajillion dollars. I'm going to look up Celine Dion's net worth because she has had really big albums and she's done tours and the whole stand in Las
Vegas.
That's
what I'm saying. She definitely is internationally known. Whether or not you like her, you know her name.
All right,
so
take a guess. What is, they say she's a Canadian singer, actress, songwriter, entrepreneur.
What is she worth?
What is Celine Dion worth?
Well, since everybody's worth way more than you want to.
Go way more than you
75
care.
Million.
Go way more.
300 million.
Go way more.
Oh my gosh. 500 million?
More.
She's pushing $1 billion.
She is not at a billion, but she's at $800 million.
So they're even more.
She didn't need this $2 million to go. She wanted to do this.
Even more to my point, the people of France know this lady is wildly successful and has a French connection. Let's use her.
Yeah. And also, to your point, this might be her last performance. Mm-hmm. She might be doing this because $2 million is zero to her. I'm sorry, when you have $800 million, $2 million, you're you can't pay me that to get out of bed. I have stiff person syndrome over here.
I can see why she'd want to, though, a final sort of big deal.
Well, I wonder if that'll be the way, right? I'm not saying she's going to die of this anytime soon or that she'll never perform again, but what if this is the last time she performs? Then she'll be able to say, I performed at the Olympics at the opening ceremony, and that's
Can you
worth
think
something.
Of any bigger French or French adjacent star? I think the boys in Phoenix are French, but they're not even close to Celine Dion like size in terms of
I'll success bet there'll be spread. Someone, let's say, I'm going to look up
maybe MM is down the hall going, you dummies. Of course, it's Well, I don't know.
Is it Gerard Depardieu?
He's really.
Let's see. Nope. They have all these names listed and
none are recognizable.
Alain Delon.
Yeah.
No. Jean Reno.
Nope.
Louis Defoin.
Nope.
Omar Sy.
Nah.
Jean-Paul Belmondo. Oh, there's Gerard Depardieu.
She's the one.
Yeah. Oh, there's Jean-Luc Picard. Kidding. I threw that one in. I'm sorry about it. Well, these are just French celebrities. I don't know. So somebody text us. You know what to do. 800-400-3697. Set us straight. That is true. I think you're right. I think that Celine Dion is the most famous French person. Other than, like, maybe Napoleon, I guess. He was famous. Also, Olympic news, and this is a much smaller story. Nobody here has stiff person syndrome. Snoop Dogg headed to Paris. He is going to be carrying the Olympic torch. He'll be the second to last torchbearer. That's fun. He does a lot of stuff with NBC for the commentary style stuff for the Olympics. Or he did last time, and I believe we heard that he... Is it him and Kevin Hart, maybe? Doing a thing?
I've heard stuff, but someone just wrote in and said Colin Jost or Jost. How do you say that guy's name?
Jost.
He is going to be one of the announcers for the surfing at the Olympics. Apparently,
is he somehow a surfer?
I wouldn't know that. I do not know that.
I know
I've never
he's
heard
married
that.
To Scarlett Johansson, so he's got something going on. I don't know what it is. I can't tell. He seems like a dud to me. When I watch the Weekend Update, I'm like, that guy. Who cares about him? Nobody.
Oh, you don't find him funny during the update? Yeah. I think him and the other guy are actually very good at it.
I like Michael Che, but I don't love Colin Jost. I feel like he delivers every joke the same way. And I'm not saying he's never funny or that I've never guffawed at something he said, but I don't see it. He just doesn't strike me as Scarlett Johansson material. If I'm Scarlett Johansson, I'm like, you're a boring white guy.
Well, she had your boyfriend.
I know. I can't believe she blew it with Ryan Reynolds.
Well, did she or did she go, this guy's
Nobody
a drag?
Nah, he broke
Forget
up with her
this
for
guy.
Sure.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, look it up.
No, I refuse to look it up. In my book, he dumped her. Was it a kid thing? She has a kid. I don't want to know. I don't even want to know. In my book, Ryan Reynolds never did anything wrong. And look how happy he and Blake are now. Huck Tua Girl. The world before we met Huck Tua Girl was just bland and no one knew what the mad move in bed was. But now we all know. Huck Tua, you spit on that thing. So Haley Welch is, in case you've forgotten her while we were on vacation, because it seems that the world has. Huck Tua Girl was white hot for about, is it 15 minutes? In the weeks since her sudden rise to fame, she's been inundated by the press, Hollywood agencies, big bucks paid to her for appearance fees, like showing up just in a club and then throw you some money. And right off the bat, she was selling all kinds of merch and stuff. They said she immediately did like $65,000 in merch. Huck Tua is her only thing, really. And they're saying her 15 minutes is up.
Of course it is, because... And I'm with her. You know, the people who were like, you should get an OnlyFans account. And she went, no, I don't want to be that person. Good. You don't have to be, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't be.
Right.
But she then responded with, I'm just funny. I make jokes. Okay. Go.
Crickets. So, yeah, she
I mean, that's what that becomes. Like, you, I get what she's saying.
She had her moment.
She might have even had her dad or her mom or her family in her ear saying, let's not turn this into a cash grab. Maybe you're launching a career. Okay. Go. You've got a huge platform right now.
She was brought out for the Rock the South Festival to, she was announcing Jelly Roll. And the silence was deafening.
Mm.
So she comes out and she's, you know, hawk to this, here's Jelly Roll, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't even have any info on the thing. And I can't play the audio. Because I don't know, even know who our producer is. So I think it might be me. Not sure. So she introduces Jelly Roll and everyone's like, nothing. And then it was so awkward that some other lady came out and took the mic and said, okay, let's get on that for Haley. She should have said the Hawktua girl. Maybe she didn't do the Hawktua. And so everyone's like, who's this bitch? Who's that bitch? Let's give it up for Haley. And then the crowd got even more quiet.
Thanks. You know, the Get Her Done guy.
Yeah.
Was actually a longtime stand-up comedian and had a full-blown act.
Oh, yeah.
So even though you knew him from Get Her Done.
Yep. Isn't he the, you know you're a redneck when?
Larry the Cable Guy? No, but he's part of that.
Guy?
That is Jeff Foxworthy.
That's right, that's it.
But they toured as, is it the Redneck Comedy Tour or
something like that?
That,
yeah.
So they had a whole thing.
Right.
And I don't blame her family for saying, let's not, you know, spread your legs for money here. And
well, not so fast. I mean, now that no one knows who you are anymore, maybe we can get you to.
Maybe you need to do that.
You can do your hot tool move.
I don't know, but I understand, you know, look, not everybody's ready to cash in with a full act.
So then somebody, I guess, posted the silence was deafening of her. I mean, she's introducing Jelly Roll. You'd think at least she'd be like, oh, Jelly Roll. And people would be like, yay, who cares? Who did the intro? Everyone's just like, who's this? On the post, this is so funny. One of them was, I just got secondhand embarrassment so bad. And then someone says, she was June. This is July. Time's up. And somebody else says, and the crowd went mild.
Mm.
Yeah, they can make all the fun of her that they want because her Instagram account, she got it less than a month ago. Guess how many followers?
5 million.
1.9.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think these things happen and it's a wave and she's ridden it and it's over.
Well, I mean, she can maybe come up with some new, like maybe she should go to a hawk, you know, mix it up a little.
Mm. And not everybody's sitting
bang on that spit. Yeah.
Like I said, that Larry the Cable Guy, not to mention he went on to become
Mater.
Right. Which is, now he only has to do Mater because
he didn't have to do anything anymore.
Right.
I'm sure that check, you know, I get a quarterly check from that movie and it's there like $9. I'm sure his check is slightly larger than
healthy,
mine.
Healthy. Very healthy.
Yeah.
Regularly.
And he gets that every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be in a union. Is that a song? It is now. Okay. Bridgerton fans. Hold on, let me get some sexy music going here. Bridgerton, the show that took us by storm. I don't know when it was, a couple years ago. All I know is suddenly a lot more husbands were getting laid. But then, you know, the series would end and it'd go back to normal. But now, there's a whole new season that you probably already watched and you're over it. And I know who's going to be the Bridgerton season 4 guy. And it's going to be Benedict. Now, Benedict, he's cute. He's kind of wild. There was a girl who wanted to settle down with him this past season. He didn't want that. He didn't want to settle down. He wants to play around. He likes boys. He likes girls. He likes it all.
Oh.
Yeah. So it turns out he's going to settle down in this next season.
Even though he likes boys and girls? Who's he choosing?
He didn't want to have to choose was the problem. not even, it wasn't even a problem. It was just the situation. The girl that had brought in this other guy. I don't want to give too many spoilers away in case you haven't watched season 3 of Bridgerton.
All right.
But Benedict was having a good time.
Okay.
And so apparently he'll get married off, and that's what happens in Bridgerton. You get married off by the end of the season. Everyone knows it's going to happen. There's going to eventually be the hot sex scene. And then there's like spoon licking and stuff.
Does everybody know this?
Everybody knows it.
Okay.
If you've watched one season, you've basically seen them all. They're like romance novels on TV.
I feel
left out. In fact, I think they are actually a series of romance novels. I don't know how it all works, but it is official, everybody. Benedict will lead Bridgerton season 4. He's loath to settle down. Now, let me see if I can find a date when this is coming out, because probably not, right? It would, because they just barely put out the last one. Yeah, I don't see a date here. But, Bridgerton fans, you know what I'm talking about. Vinny, there is a trailer, a new trailer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. So if you'd like to watch that, we're going to put that up at the Ceremony Great. Facebook page.
I highly recommend, if you're going to watch this, and I will, that you go back and watch the first one. It is so low tech and yet so perfect. Mm.
It's like a little play.
Compared to what we're used to now, it is a little teeny tiny movie.
Yeah.
And yet perfect in every way.
I hope they keep that feel.
It's
in this one.
1/10 of Alec Baldwin.
Oh, because he's like a kid.
He's an absolute brand new actor guy, and he's wafer thin.
Oh, is he wafer thin?
Wafer thin.
And it's also Gina Davis, right?
Yep.
And then young Winona Ryder.
Yep.
Who plays the mom in this one, and we've got Jenna Ortega coming in as the main.
And the lady, the mom, is that lady from the Schmitz Creek?
Oh, Moira.
Yes. And I believe the dad.
Catherine O'Hara.
That's her.
Yeah.
And then I think the guy who plays the dad may have passed away.
Oh.
So I don't know if he's in this or not.
I'm going to have to go back and watch
that. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, there is a new trailer for that. It came out while we were on vacation. I'm actually going to plow through a couple things that happened while we're on vacation here. Paramount, unfortunately, has canceled Halo after 2 seasons. Truthfully, I'm not surprised. That first season is epic. The second season, they changed Cortana. Which, if you watched it, you know what I'm talking about. And it sucked. I don't know why that bothered me so much, but it was like, why can't you be the other lady? I don't understand this. And now they've canceled it. I loved that show. Halo.
I started it based on your recommendation and never,
not for you.
Never caught.
Yeah, I love it. Thought it was really good. Also, you'll have to come over here to see this, but I have your first look at the younger versions of Dexter, Harry, and Deborah Morgan from Dexter Original Sin. So you're going to have to tell me.
This is filmed already.
This is, they're working on it. There's Dexter. Young Dexter is played by Patrick Gibson.
God, he looks like Tom Holland.
He does kind of look like Tom Holland.
Okay.
And then, let's see. There's Christian Slater as the dad.
I like it.
And then this is the sister, right? This is Molly. Molly Brown is Deborah Morgan.
Oh, okay.
Now, is that the sister who's a cop? Do I have that right?
Yes. Well, that's what would be the, yes.
Okay.
But I don't know if part of the reason I think they redid the ending is because the ending really did get messy. And it was unsatisfying. And if you sort of kind of go, what are you guys doing?
Oh.
Why are you doing that? No. No.
Oh.
No.
No. Oh, no.
And so it was a bummer the way they ended it.
So they did one more season just recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
They found him where he is, and he has a son.
And did they wrap it up?
They wrapped it up. I mean, they could have continued that, and maybe they will.
Right.
But I know that they went back and redid a season because the final season of Dexter up to that point was crap.
So this is Dexter Original Sin. It takes place 15 years before you first met the original Dexter's character. And I don't think I have a premiere date on this either. Let me look here. I don't yet. So, but they're in production, clearly. So
the story goes that Dexter was the son of a woman who whose life ended horrifically.
Oh.
And the father of Dexter was really the cop on the scene that showed up and found this.
Who rescues like a little boy.
And rescues the boy from that scene.
And did he see the whole thing happen? And so that was
and
the trauma
point.
And
he's broken beyond repair. And this policeman helps him learn to become a person in the world.
To put his energies in the right place.
Yes, that's a good
use
way of saying it.
Use his superpowers
for good.
You
haven't even seen it. And
because I feel like in some ways, well, I will have that whole thing to watch all the seasons, including this prequel and the follow-up
The policeman
season.
Dad coaches him up. So I think what we're going to get to see is those early days of when the policeman sees what his young son is doing and goes, okay, we've got some really dark. What?
Nothing. I was just trying to give you like a heads up that we're going to, no, the clock.
What about it?
I shouldn't have done it, but I pointed at the clock just to show you that you could jump into your tees. Sorry.
News is next, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Money, 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 money. Starting next week, we got some money for you. Alice has your chance to win your share of $100,000. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of the day, and you'll get your daily entry to this national contest for your chance to win $1,000. Five $1,000 winners every weekday starting next week.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the City of Fremont. City of Fremont. Well, no, actually, it's Fremont Bank. The City of Fremont is, what are you going to do? The City of Fremont is turning up the heat on fun this summer. Helped out by Fremont Bank Foundation and other organizations, the City of Fremont is holding its Central Park Summer Concert Series each Thursday from June 27th to August 8th. These family-friendly shows include bands playing a Bee Gees tribute, Americana, Latin rock, and more. Buzz over to Fremont.gov for the full schedule. See you there. I guess it is the City of Fremont. Good. And we still screwed it up, but whatever.
Well, they're held up by Fremont Bank Foundation, so I'm wondering if it's like in tandem.
It's all good.
Thanks, Fremont. Thanks for being
here.
We love you, Fremont.
Yep.
.gov.
marriage.
It's the best.
You know what? Before I get to that, I should say it's going to be hot again today. I'm sorry. I'm just a little screwed up. There's a lot of kookiness going on. Anyway, it's going to be hot today. Not quite as hot as yesterday, but still very hot. Over 90 degrees in some places. But we are in a cooling trend, and things will be much cooler by the weekend. So that's, in my world, good news.
Yeah.
If you're planning on getting married, but you're interested in having a prenup, it's probably best you hash that out early rather than springing it on the other person at the last minute.
Yeah.
I would say yes, in the best case scenario. That sounds like a good statement.
Yep.
But I also think if really difficult things to bring up, sometimes you psych yourself
I'll
up.
Do it tomorrow.
I'm going to talk to you today.
Right.
And then you walk into a room and they, hey, honey, how are you? And then the conversation goes a different direction, and you find yourself, this isn't a good time.
Well, my initial thought was, when you propose, you should do it right around that time. And I thought, well, way to ruin the moment.
Right.
I want to marry you, but I've got some conditions.
A 26-year-old woman in Florida named Molly Hogan.
Molly Hogan. That's Hulk Hogan's character?
No. Okay. A 26-year-old woman in Florida named Molly Hogan was arrested Sunday night after attacking her fiancé during a heated argument over the prenup.
Mm-hmm.
The groom-to-be told the police that Molly grabbed him around the head and struck him on the chest, torso, back, and legs, causing multiple physical injuries.
Wow, she kicked his ass.
His brother was also there. And Molly bit him on the arms when he tried to break it up.
Oh, man.
They say alcohol was involved.
Huh.
The wedding is supposed to be this Saturday. It's unclear if it's been called off. There is one small problem, though. An active restraining order. Molly was arrested for battery and booked and released, but a judge ordered her to have no contact with her future husband or brother-in-law, even though the wedding is coming up this Saturday.
Is it just me, or this wedding's off?
It's off.
He brings up, look, I know it's a hard convo, but she resorted to violence and also bit his brother. Like, that just seems like and I know alcohol. I just feel like, can we at least put a pin in that for a while? I get it. It's very inconvenient. People are flying in. They were so excited to go to Florida for the wedding. And now you've got to make changes at the very least, if not just ditch the whole thing. That's a disaster waiting to happen right there.
My entire 20s and 30s was spent with arguments against marriage. I really haven't always felt like it's the smartest thing in the world. I do believe in partnership. I am a married guy, yeah. But I also think, yeah, I can see how you would feel like, look, I'm afraid that if we break up, I'm going to be broke. Like, I don't want to give it all away just because we didn't work out. That doesn't seem fair. Like, I understand when someone says, but I've become accustomed to a certain lifestyle and I want to keep that.
Yeah.
All right. But you didn't have that before. Like, there's a lot of arguments for a prenup.
Right.
We should have a prenup.
Yes. Well, and if you're rich and you're like, okay,
not even rich. What if you've just got,
I'm talking about the people who, you know, when you become accustomed to a certain way of living, I always think, they got a mansion and a yacht and a private jet. So you say, look, if it only lasts 5 years, you get $1 million. You'll be able to maintain yourself on that.
I actually think the people who have that kind of money aren't going to miss whatever chunk they have to break off for this failed marriage.
Oh, it's the person.
I think that
they'll live. They'll definitely still be able to eat.
But it's that person who's got maybe total $1 million with like a home and
savings,
some savings and
retirement.
That person, when they break that in half and have to sell the house to cash out that's the person that's like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
It's devastating.
That's,
you're right.
You just took everything.
You're right.
It makes you double.
Well, and maybe you break up over money issues because this person's like a total just spending all the money. Well, you gave me a credit card. Yeah. People kept, it didn't get declined.
We're rich.
Woo.
We are? Anyway, I can see how that, but this is not the way to handle it, everyone. I think that's clear.
Yeah. Well, he popped it on her the week before the wedding, and she decided that she was going to kill him. So both sides had some degree of wrong, but I'm going to go, she's wronger. Because of the physicality.
This is from Reddit, this next story, and I don't want to encourage this. I almost didn't want to report it, but it is a little funny. We've all dealt with customer service and the phone lines when you're on trying to get representative, light person, please.
Operator.
Anyone. I know you want to speak to a live person, but I'll need a little more info. You're killing me.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I can't put you through unless I know exactly what it is. I've already said five times. Now, please, get me a... Somebody asked people on Reddit for insider hacks that customers aren't supposed to know about.
Okay.
Does I'm this ready. One really work or not? So here's a couple. They claim on Reddit, when you call customer service, the quickest way to get an actual human on the phone is to drop curse words.
Now, that
again,
seems highly unlikely. Aren't they allowed to hang up
they
on
say
you
the,
if they?
Well, we're not. So often, like I just said, you're dealing with AI. You're not dealing with a real person yet. If you get to a real person, you can actually explain the reason for the call. It's that middle point where you're going, representative, operator.
Yeah. So if are they saying you swear... And then the AI
will flag you as a disgruntled person and transfer you immediately.
And then if you're just cool on the other end, then...
I've never done this. I don't know if this works, but this is from Reddit. They also say, here's a few other industry hacks.
Okay.
If you offer to pay a therapist in cash, they might cut you a deal.
Really?
Often that you're not even covered by insurance.
Yeah.
So you might... be paying cash anyway.
Well, I always think, too, if you go for psychotherapy, and not that I don't think that this should be a stigma. I mean, if you want to go talk to somebody, but I'm always afraid that someone will know that, you were in therapy or you have questions about that. Like, that to me is so private. I don't even want my insurance company to know about it. Like, maybe my insurance goes up because of it. You know what I mean? Like, just it's so private.
Don't use big websites to buy flowers. It's cheaper if you call a local florist and tell them what you want. Show them a picture from the site if you need to, but they say it's cheaper.
That makes sense. And there are just local florists around.
Want a bigger scholarship?
Yes.
Just ask. A high school teacher said several students got between $10,000 and $20,000 more this year by writing to the school before committing and claiming, another school's offering me more. Will you match it?
Mm.
And they got it.
Did they have to prove it?
I don't think you would have to prove it, would you? Yeah, I mean, they either give it to you or they don't.
Right.
And
you were either lying or you weren't.
Right.
That's interesting. Why not ask for more? Especially if you're on the fence.
Yeah, I don't know. But paying your therapist in cash seems like, well, if you can take $50 off a $150 bill,
sure.
That's a good deal.
Right. She just gets to put it in her pocket or his pocket.
A new survey has found that 75% of Americans get between 6 and 8 hours sleep per night.
What percent?
75%.
That's good.
That is really good.
It's great, actually. I feel like I get.
You sleep better than anyone I know.
I used to, Vin.
You do.
I feel like I get about probably 5 solid hours. But then I wake up a lot at the beginning and I wake up a lot at the end. And last night, I just woke up the whole time. I was just like, oh, my God, the studio's on fire. I don't know what's happening.
Everything gets broken down by generations now. But they say here, millennials get the most sleep, with 85% logging more 6 or more hours. Gen X gets the least sleep.
Oh, that's us.
Yeah. And I definitely, but I feel like that's, for me, it's very much job related. And it's just the deal.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
Well, and you have kids, so it's I feel you. I went through that. It's hard to go to bed at 7 o'clock when there's little monkeys running around the house.
Right. Millennials also rate their sleep quality better than any other generation. Nearly half say, yeah, good sleep. Pretty good. Gen X gets the worst.
Huh.
With most ranking, there are 27% ranking their sleep as poor.
Oh.
So the quality poor as well as the amount of time.
Try a sleep number, bud.
Men are more likely than women to rate their sleep as good.
Oh.
That's weird.
That is weird. Well, my sleep has changed so... I used to be... I could fall asleep right now. You know, lay down. Oh, I'll be fine.
Oh, Christina falls... She sits down to watch... In fact, I don't watch movies with her anymore at all. Because she goes right to sleep, and then I'm alone watching whatever it is. And I didn't even really want to watch it in the first place. Right. So I'm just going to leave.
Oh, you just leave her on the couch?
Well, yeah, it's only 7 o'clock. She's asleep the second we turn it on. Okay.
Well, she clearly needs her sleep.
Well... And no one's waking her. Well, the kids might, but I'm already.
Right. Do something I want to do.
Well, I mean, I go play guitar. I mean, I was going to watch a movie with you, but now you're asleep. Let's not. 41% of Americans. Let's see. This sleep things.
Hey, you mentioned that you'd forgotten to do an Alexa story.
It's right here.
I did not mean to say her name out loud.
Too bad, but we've already said it. Let's keep going. Alexa has a new feature to help parents communicate with teenagers. Just say, thingy, talk Gen Z to me, and she will spit out slang terms from today.
Really?
So if you want to know how your kids, I mean, my kid is still on that sleigh, and that is not new. And really, you shouldn't say it. It doesn't fit in
your
mouth.
You're not pulling it off.
At all. Not at all. But anyway, that little thing in your, the Amazon thingy that you have in your house can translate not only dozens of languages, but how to speak to your kid. The slang includes things like T, which means gossip, sus for suspicious, mid. What's mid mean?
I don't know.
Mediocre. Riz for charisma.
I feel like some of those are already out.
Here's a few that you might not know.
Okay.
Drip.
No.
Trendy, high-class fashion.
Oh, actually, I do know that one because on Pokemon, check out that drip for your outfit. That's so funny. I didn't put it together. You just, I was like, what am I dripping? That's weird. I don't want to be dripping.
Your Pokemon friends...
No, you have when you're in a raid, there's like credits at the end, like you know, biggest hitter, the, you know, final.
Or who's
attack.
Got the drip, and then they.
And there's like the fashionista, whoever had the best outfit on, they just say, you know, check out the drip on her, or whatever. Just like a little.
Huh.
But I feel like they were using that, you know, 2 years ago. I haven't seen it recently.
Okay.
Okay, so drip, go on.
I'm just the fact that you're in a world
listen,
where
the kids play Pokemon,
okay,
then, so of course the drip is on there.
Right.
Probably programming it too.
Eight. ATE. Eight.
Don't know it.
Used to praise someone for doing something well or with style. Like, you ate with that outfit. You slay queen.
You ate.
I don't.
Okay.
That has never entered my world until just now.
Right. Riz. We've got that, supposedly.
Mother, someone who's iconic, like a mentor.
You're a mother.
Okay. Anyway, I need to stop doing this. Yeah. It's really, none of this works for me at all. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, I have a thing. Hold on. There you go.
Maybe because I'm an older millennial, but I get horrible sleep. Stress from politics, student loan debt, family issues, etc. Makes life hard. Mm-hmm. Wish I got more.
Mm-hmm.
Gen X is going through menopause, so sleep is a real problem.
Gen X is going through menopause. We never thought it would happen to us. Turns out we're not as cool as we used to be. And literally, we're not as cool. We're hot. We're
right.
Having a hot flash right now.
510 says, my brother-in-law's first wife took him to the cleaners. She got the house, a horse,
a car.
His next wife got the prenup.
Did they break up too?
That doesn't say. Yes, I had to give my ex $1,500 a month.
Damn.
He relapsed and I couldn't deal with him anymore since he wasn't working. I owed him a lot.
Oh my God.
And part of my retirement. Ugh.
That's horrible.
A wise man once said, holler, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah. It's something that you need to have because when she leave you, she's gonna leave with half. What happened to that guy? Where'd that guy go?
I know. I really like that guy. See him on TV any given Sunday. Something drives off in a Hyundai.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Something, I'm sure. Katie, Tekashi, and Jelly.
Hey, Bay Area.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.